The Jeep Compass has been around in its new style since late in 2017. We drove the trail-rated Trailhawk, which is the true four-wheel drive version of the model lineup. Jeep doesn't rate their vehicles unless they meet the requirements, so if it's trail-rated, you know it's capable. I've always liked the Compass. It seems to get the proportions right. It's also comfortable inside as well. The vehicle we had was a pearl white with grey anti-glare hood decal and black highlights. Pretty smart looking, actually. The Compass manages to provide excellent four-wheel drive capability packaged in an urban exterior. It is just as comfortable around the inner city as it is on the bush tracks or the beach. It's ideal for those ski trips as well. I actually really enjoy the Jeep Compass Trailhawk. Priced from around $49,500 plus the usual costs, it's starting to get a little bit pricey, but it's for those buyers that want practicality as well as something a little different from the usual all-wheel drive suspects. I'm Rob Fraser.
Before you buy your next new car, make sure you do your research first. And the best place to head is carreviewcentral.com.au. Visit Car Review Central today for a review of the 2020 Volkswagen Passat. You can also see what the guys think of the Kia Seltos, the Renault Megane RS Trophy, the Hyundai Veloster Turbo, and the Audi Q3 Sportback. Those reviews and hundreds more, carreviewcentral.com.au. The best place to head before you head into your dealership.